Hey, everybody.
I want you to buckle up your seatbelts. We're now boarding plane 776. I'm about to take you to another galaxy. We're about to take off on the starship. Rock.
Let's turn it up. Take it to another level. Take it to another level. Let's turn it up. Take it to another level. Take it to another level.
I said I'm ready. Wrangler, step on stage. Country boy, break it down. Bottom lane, all in the war. I'm country, say that you love it. Hold on, when she wake me up. Back takes in the morning. And when she shake it, I see.
So now I'm going to go ahead and break this law down to you on the aspects of what everything means to this. A lot of you were, let me tell you the rules. If you wish to speak to me, all you have to do is press the number 1, or if you want to chime in or ask a question about the law or what you may hear, all you have to do is press the number 1. The call-in number for the show is area code 929-477-2291. You can call into the show, or you can listen, or you're watching it live, but if you want to call in and you want to say something, you know what I'm saying, versus that. So this is what we're going to do. So if you call in and you press number 1 and you want to talk to me, I'm going to call your area code and the first 3 digits of your phone number. So remember, so be listening out for your phone number. So the new federal laws on renting with a conviction means that, let me just give you an example. Say a person got arrested in the year of 2000, and here it is 16 years later. The background companies that they're the leasing companies may use, or the apartment complexes are using, they pull up this background on you. Okay, first of all, they can't, the new law says, they can't use that background conviction against you. The only ones that can't be rented to, like I said before in the video, are sex offenders, pedophiles, sex trafficking, drug manufacturing, and drug trafficking. So those are the 5 major offenses that they consider of not being able to still get into apartment complexes. Those are some bad offenses, and they just don't want those type of people in there. However, I always try to encourage people, if you know that you have that type of damage on your background, always seek the legal advice of an attorney and someone who helps people get their rights restored back. Because still, after a certain amount of time, you can go ahead and apply for clemency. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States, you can apply for clemency. A lot of people don't understand what that means. Applying for clemency, while it does take a long time and while it does take a lot of time, it sometimes is worth it if you're looking to get your life back on track. Okay, the law also entails this, that a lot of you have been arrested, but the state have dropped charges or a lower conviction. Say if you got arrested and the first charge was a felony, but you went to court and you made deals with the prosecutor and you were able to drop it to a misdemeanor. Those are things that you have to fight for on your case. Those are things that you have to fight for on your background. So, you know, those are things that you have to fight for on your background. If you know that you have taken a lesser plea, you have to understand when that company does your background, it's going to read that original charge. So that's why you have to go ahead, if you know that you're applying for an apartment complex, always go over to the clerk of the circuit court, go over to the felony division or the misdemeanor division in your county. It's always near the courthouse. Go ahead and pull your own disposition and say, look, you know what I'm saying, this charge may have happened in 2000, you know what I'm saying, the original charge was a felony, but they dropped it to a misdemeanor, and here's my certified disposition of my court case. I was not charged as a felon, because one thing that the leasing company is not going to know, and neither is the background company, they're not going to get in debt. The only thing they're going to do, they're just being paid to pull your criminal record. That's what they're being paid for, to pull your criminal record. They don't know the outcome of what happened to you in court. They don't know or not you got misdemeanor probation. They don't know or not you did anything. They don't know any of that stuff. That's why I encourage people with this law has been put in place to help you. But if you don't follow through, you know what I'm saying, why you want to think that everybody owes you something, people don't owe you anything. You have to start fighting for yourselves. You got to fight to get this mess up off you, period, okay? Another thing, how this law protects you, that they cannot use your credit against you. Your credit cannot be used against you. That's why I encourage each of you, if you've been denied in the last 6 months, you've been denied apartment, you've been denied a rental property, if you're on Section 8, if you're trying to seek public housing or you're going to an apartment complex, it behooves you to get in contact with me so I can find out the Human Rights Council board that's in your city and in your county and your state. Because once you go before the Human Rights Council board, they get a hold of these apartment complexes and they say, hey, yo, wait a minute, this person got arrested 16 years ago. You can't keep holding, the law says you can't hold this conviction against them anymore. So what you all don't know, I'm trying to teach you and I'm trying to spread this knowledge to you so you have this information, so you know how to willfully fight for yourself. I do have the documents. I now have the documents. I found them in my email. So what I'm going to do after the show, I'm going to go to my Facebook page and I'm going to upload them in an album. So it's your responsibility to go on my page now and go ahead and print off the bill itself, because this is the actual bill written and spearheaded and sponsored by Councilman Kenyon R. McDuffie and Councilwoman Anita Bonds. This bill was passed. Do you understand me? This bill has already been passed. But what the mainstream media didn't do, what our elected officials didn't do, they didn't tell you all that this bill passed, because this means that this would be too much like right and too much exposure, and it only keeps these cash cows. It only keeps these apartment complexes in the money making business. Because you know what they do? They charge you an application fee. You already know you're going to be denied, but you're praying to God that you're going to be able to get into this apartment complex. So who's coming out winning? The apartment complex. Because they not told you, oh, put down this deposit, oh, put down this, and oh, put down that. And then you don't. Sometimes they be trying to find legal ways of how to hold this money back from you. You all need to understand what is working against you. That's why I take the time and my little nosy self stay on this internet and stay in contact with the federal government up in D.C. saying, hey, this is how I want to get involved, and this is what I need for, you know what I'm saying, for the community. Councilwoman Anita Bonds, her staff and I, we have become the best of friends. I'm actually going to D.C. I'm going to New York and D.C. in a few weeks. I'm going to be traveling the whole month of January because we got to get things done. You have to understand, this law needs to be stricter against these apartment complexes. Another thing that I was able, some information that was passed along me, some more information that was passed along to me, the apartment complex managers and owners, they all belong to this this a big organization. It's called the National Landlords Association. This is where they get together. They just recently all met in California. This is online. You can research this. They just recently all got together. They had a big hobnob and golf course event up in California, where they sat around thinking of ways how they're going to have their lobbyists go up to D.C. and lobby to make it easier for them to take your money and for them to easily continue to discriminate against you. Do you see what I'm saying? They are making it hard because they have paid lobbyists who get in the ears. They have paid lobbyists who get in the ears of these senators, these House of Representatives, and these congressmen and these congresswomen. And it's unfair that we can't keep a person like me up in D.C. to combat that. That's why I want to start, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm preemptively putting it out there. I want to go ahead and start a fund. I want to go ahead and start a fund so when issues like this come up, I don't have a problem with saying, hey guys, we have this amount of money in the Community Travel Trust Fund. Do you all, can we vote on this to get me to D.C.? Or can we vote on this to get me to New York or Minnesota or New Jersey or Tallahassee? You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to start being that brick wall in between us and these lawmakers. Because you have to understand, there is so much nepotism right now. There is a whole bunch of nepotism that's going on up in the federal government. You have lobbyists who are being paid top dollars to go up there and make sure that things go the way of the corporations. You have to understand, the National Association of Landlords is the corporation. They are the corporation. They're only looking at what's going to benefit them, what's going to protect their establishment, what's going to protect their investment, and what's going to protect them financially. They're not looking at what's going to protect you and stop discriminating against you. What they want to do is know what's going to benefit them. So while they're worried about what's going to benefit them, I'm worried about what's going to benefit the people. That's what I'm doing. I'm worried about what's going to benefit the people. So that's why we have to, you're right, Ms. Houston, we have to unify. If we don't unify and organize, we're going to keep getting the same results. You know, the definition of insanity is to keep doing something the same way, expecting different results, and you just keep getting the same ones that you know that are wrong. This is what I don't understand. Another part of this bill that protects you also, we have the past convictions. You're protected under this bill with your past convictions. You're protected under this bill under past arrests, and you're also protected under this bill with past evictions. They can't hold past evictions against you within a certain amount of time. So let's get that clear. So don't think that you can just keep going. From apartment complex to apartment complex, getting evicted, thinking that this law law is going to protect you that way, because now you acting crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now that's being foolish right there. That's not going to protect you. What's going to protect you are good people who fell on hard times, and this bill is going to protect you so they're not discriminated against you, and you're not going to be turned away from seeking federal housing anymore. This has a lot to do with everything. You have to understand, being that this bill has been passed, the amount of recidivism that is going to be knocked out the park is what I'm looking for. We have too much recidivism regarding this national bill that has been put in place for our people. Because the only people that this bill, you know what I'm saying, the only thing that has happened is that our people have been vastly affected by discrimination practices when it comes to rental property history. Because you have to look at the history surrounding all of the housing authorities. The one that I can speak to best is the one that's sitting right here in my backyard, which is the Tampa Housing Authority. Now, the firm owner, Ricardo Gilmore, along with his cronies, his other attorneys that work for him in that firm, you have to understand the level of the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 20-something plus years that this firm has been paid to evict you. So the one question that I have to ask, where are the real activists who are intervening on your behalf, to stop these evictions from happening? There is no one intervening on the behalf of the people. No one intervening on behalf of the people. So you have to understand, when you have people like myself, when you have people like those of you who are watching, if you know of another well-known activist by the name of Miss Connie Burton, you know, her eviction made history around the world, because this lady had enough courage to stand up and fight these bastards back. She just didn't lay down on them. You have to understand, if you go and Google Connie Burton, Tampa Housing Authority, look at her case law. Look at what they tried to do to her. You have to understand, if you know the law and how it benefits you, you can use it. You can use it. This is why I take the time and do the research that I do online. This is why I take the time out. This is why I take the time out and I share this information that I share with you all. You know, I'm real harsh. I'm extremely harsh because we have been lazy and we have lacked and we have continued to think that somebody owes us something. Now, it's one thing for us to go to the store and buy the bucket. It's one thing for us to go to the lake, the river, the ocean, or the pond and put the water in there. But damn it, we can't make you drink it. Now, either you want to drink from the wells of salvation and knowledge, or you're going to keep on doing the same thing that you've been doing. Keep on doing the same thing that you've been doing. Just getting on the internet, hearing hits and bits and pieces here and there, and then you want to take off and then you want to run with it. It does not quite work that way, ladies and gentlemen. This law protects you. You have to take advantage of the Human Rights Council Board and the Human Rights Committee Board. I have researched. I just, you know, randomly went down, listed all 50 states, see how many counties that you all have in different states. I break down statistical numbers. In each county, like the state of Florida, we have 67 counties. And in the state of Florida, we have 67 different boards of county commissioners. We have 67 different mayors. We have 67 different city council departments. So, but in each of those 67 counties, you have 67 human rights boards, and you have 67 human rights committees. You all have to research. So if you know that you live in Miami-Dade County, Florida, it behooves you to get online and research Miami-Dade County Human Rights Council Board, a human rights committee. And if you have this problem, you go over to them, you make the application, and you go over to them, and they will call upon these apartment complexes, and they will bring this apartment complex in front of them, and they will investigate why you were denied housing. You have to understand this is how this works. So all of you who have Section 8, all of you who just received your voucher, all of you who just received your voucher, understand this. If they are turning you away because of your criminal past, let me tell you something, boo-boo kiddies. Y'all need to be in front of this. Y'all need to be in front of them council boards. That's what y'all need to do. You need to be in front of those council boards with that certificate, because let me tell you something. They only give you a certain amount of time. They only give you a certain amount of time to go ahead and get that voucher and get you a place to stay. And if I'm not mistaken, I think some places give you 30 days. Some places may give you 60 days. And that time runs out so fast. So to those of you who are watching, and you want to ask a question out loud, the call-in number for the show is 929-477-2291. For those of you who are on the line and you want to weigh in on anything that you've heard, or you know something that I haven't discussed, or you want to share something, all you have to do is push the number 1, and you can come right on in, and we can get this conversation going, like, right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm all for engagement. I just don't want you all just to listen to me. Hold on, look like we got a Okay, I don't know what that means. Okay. Looks like we have an anonymous caller on. So let me see. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Darlene, and I'm calling because a person wanted to know they was on Section 8 housing, and they had a disabled daughter, and they gave her a ticket to go to work, and she went to work, and we reported it to the housing authority in the county, and the manager that we had, she didn't report it, though. We reported it to her that she had been working. We reported all our income changes and everything. They took us to court, and they found us guilty, they said, of housing fraud. We never committed fraud. We told them that she was working. We gave her our information on how much we was making. My father, he was in the military, as far as the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, and this is how we got housing. And they got sick, and they put us in court, and they said they convicted us of housing fraud. They took our vouchers from us. It's been over 10 years. We've been trying to get help. We've been homeless, and they're making us pay that a fine and a fee of, they say court costs of $8,000. I haven't been working because my daughter always has been disabled, and I don't know how they can get away with doing something like this. We do not have housing, and we still have low income. I've been to college, and I graduated from college, and they still discriminate against me. I went to HUD, housing, and no one helped me. I'm listening to you now, Ms. Williams. I appreciate you being on what you were saying about the council and the board and everything like that. But here in Pennsylvania, they're doing nothing to help me. I went to the shelter. They said I couldn't be in the shelter because I didn't have enough income to save money while I was there. And they just took my
let me ask you something. Okay, you say you're in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay, in what county do you live in?
I was living in Delaware County, of Pennsylvania.
No, but I'm saying, have you recently went to apply for an apartment and you've been denied?
I did, but I took and told HUD about it, and I didn't ever get no information back from HUD because I had never got my mail ever since I've been reapplying. Because, like I said, they put me on probation. They said I did housing fraud, and I did no such thing because, as I said, before, I reported all my income changes that I worked. My daughter was handicapped, and she works. But the case manager that we had, she never reported to Delaware County Housing Authority. And then this is when they took us to court and said that we were in, you know, fraud for housing.
Okay, let me do this. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, because your situation is a little bit deeper than a phone conversation over the radio. Let me give you my public number, and I want you to give me a call. I want you to give me a call at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That way, I have a pen and a piece of paper, and I jotted down some notes. But I want to get further, because if there's something that you can go back and, you know, and allow them to undo, let's get to the root of the problem. I don't want to do that over air. So let me give you my number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I have a pen and paper.
Okay, it's area code 813.
813, yes.
857.
857, yes.
8170, and your slotted time is 8 p.m., so make sure you call me at 8 o'clock, because at 8:15, I'll be not took another call, and I ain't going to answer the phone. So make sure you call me at 8 o'clock.
Here in Pennsylvania, so I'll dial you at 8 if I can get through to y'all. Keep bringing so you pick up for 8:15. Thank you, Ms. Williams. I appreciate it. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, caller. You're on the air. Area code 813-464.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. This is Nita. I got a question. All right. How long? You were talking about evictions, right? How long
right.
Can they? How long can they stay on your credit?
Evictions, you can take an eviction off your credit. You can take it if money was owed, you can challenge the court, you can challenge the clerk of the circuit court for selling your personal information to the credit bureaus. That's for a whole nother show, but since you brought that up, I can go ahead and explain to you. If a clerk of the circuit court sells your eviction information to the credit bureaus, it's illegal. So you can have it taken off of your credit. Call me at 8:30, and I'll explain to you briefly. I'll explain to you real fast how you can do that. 8:30.
Yes,
because
I was living in Oakhurst, and all I had one more month to go on my lease. And it's like they were forcing me out. I got a voluntary eviction on my credit, and it wasn't supposed to be like that.
Okay, 8:30, call me. You got the number.
What's your number?
813-857-857-8170. 8170, yes. You're welcome.
8170.
You're right, uh-huh.
I'll call you at 8:30. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, guys. let's see. Okay, I got one more caller. Hold on for 1 second. Okay, I'm not sure how that... Hello? Okay, I'm trying to... Okay, guys, you know, this is my first episode. I've been on Blog Talk Radio in the last couple of years, so now that I'm back on, I'm still trying to figure things out again. They've not changed so much on me, so they've changed a lot on me. So, like I said, this new federal law is called the sponsored bill was by Councilwoman Anita Bonds and Councilman Kenyon R. McDuffie. I'm getting ready to create an album on my Facebook page, so all you all have to do is click on it, print this law out, print this bill out, go to the library. Go to the library. It costs a couple of cents to print this bill out, but go to the library. And if you are going to challenge them, at least have the ammunition in your hand. Don't just get up there and say, oh, this lady on Facebook and this lady on social media said this. You go have the actual bill in your hand. I want you to have it in your hand so you can have, you know what I'm saying, so you can have what you need. So you can have what you need. I want you all to have this information. It's important that you all have this information. It's important that you share this. All of us need to be activists. In every corner and crevice of the United States, we need to have a plethora of activists around here working on behalf of the people. You understand me? We have to have a plethora of activists working for the people. It can't be a handful of this and it can't be a handful of that. But you have to know your rights as being a renter. You have to know that. That's why I started, you know, since they want to have the National Association of Landlords, guess what I started? I started the National Association of Tenants against bad landlords and bad evictions. Because some of you have been evicted because you don't know how to play the rules when you get in court. You don't know the law when you get in court. That's for a whole nother show. I'm going to tell you all, I'm going to teach you all about that. I need to, you know, like I say, I need to get back into the swing of things with this Blog Talk Radio. And you know what I'm saying? It takes dedication to get on here. It takes true dedication to get on here and to keep up with these shows when you're trying to do so much for the people. But I want you all to understand your rights on Section 8 housing and living in public housing. I want you all to understand that there are new federal bills and guidelines that have been passed since 2014. Some of these laws have been passed since 2014, but the government has not told you all about it, because guess what? That means that the higher rate of recidivism, as long as they can keep this turnaround going and going and going and going and going, guess what's going to happen? That means that the federal government is going to keep giving out more money, more money, more money, more money. But guess what? It's not going to benefit you all. It's going to benefit these crooked landlords. So guess what? We have to collectively come together. We have to collectively say enough is enough. And we're not going to take it no more. We're not going to take it no more. We're not going to take it anymore. No more. I remember it was this chant that they started when Trayvon Martin, when we had a few protests up here in Tampa about Trayvon Martin. I think it was like, we fired up, we can't take it no more, we fired up, we can't take it no more. That's what we need to be saying. We fired up, we can't take it no more. Okay, so that's where we are right now. Okay. Technically, the show has ended. Technically, the show has ended. But, you know, as long as you're on the air, we can keep talking. We can keep dialoguing. I have a caller that wants to come in. Okay, I'm starting to get the hang of this, I think. Hi, caller. Welcome to the beautiful one.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to know, is there a special directory for people with disabilities to get on Section 8?
Okay, you want to know if there is a special directory?
On Section 8. You don't have to be on the wait list for years and years.
Well, let me tell you something, sister. The federal government says that those persons who are truly homeless and can be proven that they're homeless, and those with disabilities and veterans are supposed to get housing first. Now, I'm unsure why it's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm unsure why it's this way that people can't get on there. What city in, what county do you live in? What city and county do you live in? I'm sorry?
Prince George's County, Maryland.
Oh, you live in Maryland?
Press just one.
Okay, can you write down my phone number and call me at 9 o'clock?
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, my phone number is 813-857-8170.
Okay.
Okay, so call me at 9 o'clock Eastern. Call me at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
So, do you all get the gist of it? Our people are suffering all over the land. All over the land, we are suffering. This is why I go so hard against foolishness on social media. We want to post fighting. We want to post twerking videos. We want to post gay people all up and through there. We want to post everything what social media was designed for. Social media was designed for to do just what it says, social media justice. It was supposed to connect people in the right places. It was designed also, it is also designed, Elton, I'm not going to be available at 9:30. I'm telling you, I'm tired. I'm truly tired. And I got some spiritual work that I got to take care of tonight. Okay, we have to collectively come together. Social media was designed to put issues out. Social media was designed to connect old friends and family and loved ones. Okay, it was not designed for all this foolishness that we see in on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram and then MySpace and then Black Planet. It was not designed for all of this stuff. Okay, look, it's 7 o'clock. The show actually, you know what I'm saying, like I say, as long as you're on the phone, the show will continue to go, but new callers can't call in, anything like that, so you have to be on to ask a question and everything. So I'm getting ready to end right now. I'm getting ready to eat me some dinner, and I'm going to wait for these ladies to give me a call so I can help them get their situations handled and straightened out. But before I start my dinner, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to leave me alone, please, Elton. I'm going to go ahead and create that album so you all can have the bill on there. Print it out, okay? Print the bill out so you can have that ammunition in front of you when you go to these apartment complexes. And when you get that denial letter in your hand, now you have the ammo that Miss Michelle Williams gave to you. And that's when you get a hold of me and say, Miss Williams, this is what happened. This is the day that they denied me. And guess what? And then we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to take it to the next level of getting you in front of that Human Rights Committee, that Human Rights Relations, those Human Relations Board, so you can get you some housing, so you can get you some place to stay, so we can cut back this level of recidivism that we have. You know why people continue to commit crimes? Because they don't have any place to stay. People want a place to live. And I know one thing about my people, we want a right to the tree of life, just like everybody that's owed to us. And you know what I tell the government? If you don't want to treat us right, then you should have left us right where we were in Africa, happy with our ancestors. That's where you should have left us at. So don't bring my people over here to mistreat us. Oh, let me stand. Okay, y'all, I'm getting ready to go. I love you all. phone. It's telling me that I got to charge my phone battery again. I can't keep this phone charged for nothing in the world. So I'll talk to you all later. I'm getting ready to create that album right quick before I indulge in my shrimp. I'm going to create that album. So I hope you all enjoyed our first show. So I'll talk to you guys later, and I'll see you a bit on social media. Bye. I love you guys. Stay there.